Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. Welcome to the LDS Medium podcast. I have my sister here on a visit. We've been having a fun day together and we thought we'd make an episode. And I think that's where one of my biggest gifts come in. I was told that I'm a mirror. I'm a mirror of people. I'm a mirror of their divinity. I'm a mirror of their gifts. So I can mirror back to people their gifts, and I can amplify them. I can hold space for them to grow and to amplify, which is, I think, an amazing gift, but I'm just always envious of all other people's cool gifts. Since I think it's cool to have like unique special gifts, and all I do is help other people become cooler and better. But I guess the Lord has a plan for me, and I'm good at what I'm doing in my way, which is why I love also coaching, and I would love to go into coaching to be able to be who I'm destined to be full out by helping other people be who they're destined to be. Kind of cool, isn't it? And I'm so grateful for the people that listen to my pod and that get inspiration and go out and do stuff. And it's just, go for you. You're so awesome. You're just amazing. And I love it. And I just want you to go out there. There's no failure. There's always just succeeding. It just takes a little bit of more effort and feedback and time and trial and error. I mean, God put us here in order to succeed. He wants us to succeed. He's given us all the tools we have to succeed. And I'm starting to just have this, like, you hear me with this big goofy smile on my face, because I can't stop smiling. I've been this for like 2 weeks now. I'm just, what can I say? I'm high on life right now. I hope it keeps going. So I don't want to do a job now. I want to keep it like this. I think I've been doing job for a couple of years now, and I want to be out of that stage of my life. And now I want to start creating what I want to be and what I want to do and what I can help and serve this earth with the best of my abilities.
Well, I do think your ability is kind of cool. And being the younger sister, and in Sweden in winter, we have a lot of snow. And when there's a lot of snow, it's always harder to be the first one to walk in the snow. And then the smart ones, they walk behind the first one and in their footsteps. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I got the easy way in. I didn't have to do all this research that you've been doing. You can point me in the directions. And then my innate curiosity and the researcher in me just loves diving into these subjects and like learning more. I want to learn as much as I possibly can and then just share it with everybody. I mean, you made my trip so much easier just being you and going there in front of me for such a long time, and you're way ahead of me in like everything that it comes. So, I mean, you make it so easy. Thank you.
Oh, you're so cute. No, but yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and it's been a journey, and I'm so happy that I don't have to walk alone, even though you're walking behind me. But who knows, maybe I'll just push you in front of me instead.
Wait, I just got a flashback. Like, I think when we were out running when we were small, you know, in the track in the woods out in where we used to live, I think you always ran in front of me because I needed somebody in front of me to drag me along. So I would actually go out there into the woods and run. But I think you were more motivated by having somebody right behind you that kind of, you know, were following you to push you ahead. I don't know. Am I right there?
I really hate running. So I know I had someone behind me pushing me when I was out running. Yeah. But this was just us catching up and talking about gifts and where we are right now. And it's working. We got it in progress. We're starting to roll. The material is written. We just need to do a PDF so I can use it. And then I'm going to dive out and jump from the deep end and just try and have my own intuition class. like a spiritual way with a religious perspective. So it's been really fun having you here, and you guys make my life so much better just knowing that you're out there. I'm glad every time I see that I've got a new follower. I just love it. So thank you. And if you don't have anything else to say, I'm gonna end it with be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.